Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to season 14, episode 7?
I thought it was 6.
Probably right.
Let's see, we can find out right now.
7.
Episode 7 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we're going to do a quick debrief of this episode, full of unwanted housewarming gifts, lemons in drinks, on dresses, and covering dicks. And of course, lots and lots of crazy drama. I'm going to pass this right over to Spice.
Okay, great. I guess I'll get started. I guess the first part or the first big thing that happened was the continuation of the discussion with John, Fuda, Rachel, Louis, and Teresa. So we were all kind of waiting to see what was going to happen because it was a to-be-continued episode. And, I mean, there wasn't a big blowout per se, but there were a few things that I thought were really weird what Teresa said. Like when Teresa and John started fighting back and forth, and then John said something to Teresa about money laundering. She goes, yeah, he's accusing me of money laundry. Like she doesn't even know what it is.
She doesn't even know. Yeah.
And you know, the other thing she said, she goes, and he's messing with the wrong Teresa Giudice. Like who's the right one?
Is there another one?
Yeah,
is there another?
Like, is there another one? So it was so weird. And then, of course, the fact that Louis just kind of remained silent. Mm-hmm. And then kind of the kicker at the end was when they left the gift. They left the gift.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I think that caused a lot of drama a little bit later the show. But yeah, so what did you guys think of that?
Yeah, because they were taking it at first, the gift, yeah. Right? And then just as they came down
like
that landing.
It was like a second thought.
Rachel's
doing?
Like, why are we taking the gift? She's like, and then right away, John just put it down, right? So so it was just, that was smart to put it down because I wouldn't have wanted to deliver the gift from your...
After that conversation,
no. Like, it's just ridiculous, right? No. That she would even try to send it because if you're trying to make some sort of, if you're trying to reach out to your brother, that's not the way to do it.
No,
that's
of course.
Ridiculous. That's for show. That's just for the show. It's not sincere. It's not real. That's
absolutely.
Not an olive branch. Go, yeah. Like he said, go, come to my door.
Yeah.
Like, come to me. Like,
yeah.
Off camera, off everything, right? Like,
yeah.
that's how you extend an olive branch. That's how you try and resolve things sincerely, not on in front of everybody else, right?
Well, exactly. Just like when you talk about extending an olive branch, that wasn't really an olive branch.
No,
anyways,
it wasn't.
When they were talking, because they called John Fuda and Rachel to meet with them, or
yeah.
Like they had the meeting, but it wasn't like they were like, oh, hi, nice to see you. They went
yeah.
like right in, you know,
yeah.
like it was all really combative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, what are you doing? You don't want to make up with anybody.
Yeah.
You just want to
yeah.
fight more.
Yeah, exactly.
And just their
totally.
Posture, right?
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. So that's what I had to say about that. And then I think the next scene skipped over to Dolores and her family. So her mom and her sister, and then they were talking. You know, they brought up the subject, the sister and the mom, about Paul and like when he was going to get maybe divorced and, you know, the conversation.
I didn't realize sorry to jump on in there, but I didn't realize he'd been separated already, 12 to 14 years?
Yeah, a long
time. Pretty fucking long time.
They said something like that, yeah.
Pretty fucking long time, and you're still like not wanting to push the divorce. And yeah, there's no fucking way he's getting down on one knee for any kind of proposals
no,
or
it doesn't
any
sound
time
like it.
Soon.
But you know what? The interesting thing was how, to me, was how Dolores flipped.
And she is
flipped.
Stupid. Yeah.
She flipped because mm-hmm. when she was with him, she's saying, you know, like
I need
a commitment and
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And then when her mom's there, she's like, well, no, we're just like, the way that he wants to get together with me is he wants to open up this business.
Yeah. Like that's
like,
supposed
what?
To be a commitment or
yeah.
something.
No, and it's not. Like
it's ridiculous.
She's making shit up as she's going
yeah.
along because she doesn't know what to say. Like that's
exactly.
Yeah. That's what,
she's
yeah.
trying to, make her mom question, like think that, no, it's not a big deal. That is a commitment. That's acceptable. And it's like,
yeah,
that's
that
not
was
what you want.
Funny.
That's
she
what
was
she was
saying
trying
the
to
business
do.
Partner
yeah.
is
like
being...
as if it's that's a big thing, right? Like, fuck off. That's not a big thing. That's he knows that you're connected. Now maybe he can get even more people connected through you. being partners with you. Maybe that's the end goal.
Exactly.
Right? So it's not a big thing. It's just, it's a no-brainer for him. Yeah, let's make some extra money here.
Totally.
Right? And that's it. But for her, she's trying to sell it to her mom, like as if, don't question him. You know,
that
like,
is a commitment.
You know, to her mom, like that's,
like,
you know, different,
I'm meeting
right?
his kids. Yeah. Like, yeah. What? That doesn't make any sense.
It's such a stupid way to relate, to try and make that relatable, like as if the one is the same as the other.
She's just trying to save face to her mom, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And then just kind of to jump a little bit too, because...
But he seems very respectful. Sorry again.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. He seems very, very respectful with the mom and the daughter, like, right, and it seemed very, you know, sincere, like, you know.
But, no, I think he's a nice guy. But
I think he's
just
a nice guy, too. It's just, I don't see him and
priority.
Her getting married. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But when we were talking about, like, people kind of talking out of the side of their mouth, it was kind of when they cut to the scene, too, of Jennifer getting ready for the party, mm-hmm. and she was talking to Bill.
Oh, that was
and
funny.
Support me.
Yeah. So, support me.
Have my back.
And
she say something like
that? Have my back. But then the other thing is she was talking
about... And he's
about,
like, of course.
Of course. But when she was saying, you know, you got to be kind to people. Oh, yeah. And, you know, not cutting
that
people
was,
down.
What?
Maybe it's she like, should take note of that really? For herself.
I know. And she's like, you know, like when you've made it and you're at the top and it's how you treat people. It's like, what the hell are
how
you talking about?
How long did she poke at Margaret about the marital stuff?
Exactly.
You know, until Margaret, she poked her enough times that she had to big it. Bring it back home. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you know what? I'll keep going, but I've got other things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll pass it back to you, Sugar. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we can do everything kind of before that housewarming party and then
yes. We've
got a lot to talk about for then. But
for sure.
Actually I wanted to talk about a lot of those things that you brought up. But one thing I thought was really funny, very, very early on in the episode, we see Danielle helping her daughter get ready for school. And man, she passed her fashion sense down to her daughter, it sounds like. I was just cracking up when she was holding up these pencil socks. How do you like these? And she's going on and she's complaining, oh, my daughter wants to wear this and that. And oh, she wants to wear all these crazy things. It's like, oh. Okay, Danielle, I think you may have influenced that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
It was also really nice to see the ladies helping, some of the moms helping their kids who need a little extra support. So Teresa making, Louis' son very comfortable in the home, going a little bit extra for him to make sure he doesn't have to leave the house and go to a loud barber shop. Like the guy can just come over.
Yes.
And do it in the comfort of his home, as well as Rachel helping with the physical therapy for her daughter.
Okay.
It sounds like she is a little bit behind in the developmental stuff. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really fun. They made it like a family thing that the older daughter was there helping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I did think that was quite nice.
Yeah, it was nice to see that they're even though that we see these people as like quasi celebrities or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're dealing with real world problems, right? Like we got to remember that too. They've got families
and
they've got stuff going on.
Totally.
100%.
Yeah. And that's why I really liked that they threw it into the episode, because it was really nice to see and other people can relate to that too. You know?
For sure.
It was very nice. To be honest, that's all I have up until
the party.
The party. I'll pass it over to you. Not so nice.
What I've got left on my couple notes that I made is party stuff, I guess.
Okay. Before we even get to the party, let's talk about Danielle and her fashion sense and walking into the party with her
ooh la la
weirdo outfit, and then also with her dry elbows, which we noticed.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to pause. We noticed it.
A flash.
It was like a flash. What was that? Dry elbows.
Yeah.
She needs a little bit of moisturizer.
Yeah.
But the worst part of the outfit for me was that gold belt.
I'm not a fan at all.
No.
And you know what? It's not like she's a big girl or anything.
No.
But you know, the pants, everything's tight. And
it's just,
like weird and like a frilled neck lizard. Like, you know, like the shirt was out and it was just
sometimes I think some people think tighter is better. Where a little looser makes you look better.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
Or pick your tightness. If it's top or bottom or whatever, like pick one top, like the top, have it tight, and then the bottom looser. Or,
yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Exactly.
Usually, yeah.
Exactly. Got to change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, she's got terrible outfits. I have to say the best outfit of the party, Melissa's, for sure.
Hands
I
down.
Thought
so yeah, I really liked that.
But other than Melissa, I would say the hostess at the front door.
Yeah, because it was like a Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh my God,
kind of,
how
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
I thought, actually, like when they were doing all the setup and stuff, I thought maybe it was a guest who came early. But oh my gosh, no. And I think there were two different dresses.
Yes.
I don't know if there were two different hostesses or whatever.
Yeah, there was
whatever.
Two. One was holding the tray with Mosa and the other one
there
was passing them to
they
them.
They both looked fabulous.
And
they
I think those are like, because their theme was limoncello, because they just went to Italy recently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the Dolce
and
Gabbana.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot of the very Napolitan, like certain styles down there in the south, so to speak, right?
Yeah, those patterns, they're the Dolce Gabbana. Yeah.
And Dolores'
so
grandma dress.
Oh, Dolores'
down.
Dress. Oh, that was like.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't even on theme. I don't know why she wore
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really. It was like, yeah.
She was going to a
grandma
high tea.
Was the first thing I was thinking of.
Yeah.
You know what? It wouldn't have been that bad, but it was the sleeves on it for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
that,
just
that like Victorian.
I didn't like the color.
Oh, it didn't flatter her.
I didn't
her.
Like the color. No. I didn't like the style on her. Yeah.
No, yeah, not to mention the pattern wasn't that great, but oh well.
Yeah.
She tried. You know what? Her. Everybody's going to have a miss every once
in
a while.
For sure.
So,
yeah, for sure.
For
sure.
Whatever.
Okay, we started off the party. Everyone's arriving, looking fantastic, and then speak of the devil, like who we were just talking about, Dolores shows up with that freaking bottle. It made its way back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought it was so funny because Rachel and Melissa were just talking about that gift. And Melissa was going, thank you for not bringing that. Like, I don't even know what
I
would. I
don't want anything in
and then everyone sees the bottle with the bow on top of it. What the hell?
Yeah, because she had two, right?
Yeah,
she had two.
The,
one was
the
from
boyfriend
them.
Was holding something, and then
and
she
then,
had one too,
yeah.
and then you just see Rachel's face, look at it, like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was really pissed about that, and she has every right to, right?
Who's she?
Who were we just talking about?
Rachel.
Okay, just so that
because
I got it straight.
Rachel
okay. yeah, yeah.
wanted to leave it, didn't want to bring it because she didn't think that they would, that it should be sent, right? Or
yeah,
given like
exactly.
that, right? She didn't want to be the one bringing it, especially after you pissed me off in this thing. Like, you're not even making any kind of effort. Fuck you, right? But Dolores is trying to play Switzerland like as though she's, you know, she's with
I have
Teresa,
nothing
she's
to do
with Melissa.
It. I'm just the
if you have nothing
person.
To do with it, then you can't bring that in at all. Then you say, no, I don't want any part of that because I don't think your brother's interested in it. And I'm not comfortable taking it to him.
I don't even think Dolores was being Switzerland. She was putting her own spin on it because what she said is, it's a gift and it should be like how it should be received. Like it's not with ill intent or she was going like,
yeah,
it's,
but
like,
it's
you
not
know
her
what?
Place.
Yeah. You know what?
She
you
was
don't
trying
know.
To justify it.
Thank
but then
you.
It,
that's the word. Yeah.
She was trying to justify it at the end. Cause they're like, why are you bringing it? Like, why did it have to come?
Yeah.
And I think she just thought, whatever, maybe she didn't want to fight with Teresa or something, but she was trying to justify it, but it totally fell flat. And even as she was trying to be like, well, you know, it was your dad's favorite drink. And Joe goes like, are you kidding me? I did everything for these people. It has nothing to do with my dad or respect for my dad. It's just basically like, it's a weird gesture.
I'm glad he burned the card. Yeah. I'm glad he burned the card.
I mean, I feel like it's an extreme move.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, that's an extreme thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I understand. Because I've seen throughout the years what he's put up with, right? So I get it. Like, I mean, as far as he's concerned and Melissa, that's it. It's done.
It's
They're
done.
Dead,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And, you know, like if she truly does ever want to have some kind of relationship with him, and she will try again because once the creep's out of the way, then she's going to have nobody but to go back to her brother, right? But it's just, yeah, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad for, you know, I don't know.
Very
but I think
sad.
It's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's sad. I just had a thought about one other thing before we go back into the party. Sorry for jumping back.
No worries.
But I just wanted to make a comment because I had a little thing here about Gia's behavior at the in Melissa's house.
Face.
I know she's like
her facial expression.
A bag,
she seems like a little bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
totally.
Like very like opinionated and very
bitchy,
right?
Yeah.
So okay, I got that.
But
out.
If you looked at her whole demeanor that time, like she just, you could see on her face, she looks miserable. Like if I was in the same room as her, I'd be like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Not a happy camper.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. Sorry about that, but that was just one thing kind of that popped in my head before the party.
Yeah, I forgot about that actually.
And then, I guess there were so many different little kind of tit for tat or little discussions at that party.
Fessler.
Yeah, Fessler. She gives her two
Fessler
cents.
Fessler pisses, like, I really don't like her now.
Me too.
Like, I mean, I thought she was okay in the beginning. Like, you know, she's got good points and bad points. But now she's really annoying in how she sees things.
She plays every single angle.
She doesn't see things the way they really are. Or she dismisses it like it's not, you know, like it's not
really
that big
dismissive.
Of a deal. And I don't like that. I think that's really, I don't know. I just, I really, like now I see her in a different light and I don't like her. Mm-hmm. I think like, fuck her. Like she's like, I don't know. She's just, I don't know how she is.
You know what? I think she's being dismissive and behaving that way because nobody's really turned on her yet, but
once she feels that wrath on her, then she'll be different. But
I think so.
She's not buying, you know. She's not understanding that part yet, right?
But she'll get there.
She'll get it.
Yeah, she will. She'll get it. Now, the biggest one for me was, and all those things going back and forth, but Dolores and Jackie. Oh my God!
What the heck?
Well, it started first with Jackie and Margaret, because that's how it kind of started. Jackie and Margaret, and then she walked away from Margaret because she didn't want to listen to Margaret anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Margaret ran to her husband and said, "You're not allowed to talk to her anymore."
Yeah, that was really stupid. That was so childlike and so stupid. And because one doesn't have anything to do with the other, right?
If I said that to my husband, he'd be like,
"Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other,
right?" Yeah,
yeah.
Back it up, but yeah, no,
they shouldn't be involved.
No.
In that, right? They should not. You should keep it separate because the men are men and they still mingle. So you can't do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, you can't control someone else.
No.
You
no.
can't tell someone. You
well,
can't talk
you know what?
To so-and-so.
Obviously she can because he listened.
Oh, yeah, he
and
did.
Then, yeah.
And then when she said, Joe, send the text. And she's pointing, saying like, send the text
yeah,
to
and
Dolores.
Yeah, he made the action.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
the text. Yeah. Involving him
weird,
to do
right?
that. Yeah, she shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that.
No, not at all.
He should have said, I don't want to do it. You send your own messages, do your own signals, because that's your stuff.
I'd
not
just
mine,
turn
right?
around. I'd be like, okay, whatever. Like,
didn't
I'm
hear
go,
you. What?
Yeah, what?
What? Oh, you want a drink? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but with Dolores.
The staircase is nice. I have to say, their home is spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful home.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I was going to mention the part about her dress when we were watching the show, going up the staircase with the cameras and the short dress. A little
She did
little
good.
Iffy.
You don't see anything.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. But yeah, that's a good thing to know when you're building a house. Mm-hmm. Little things like that, because you don't think, oh, we've got this grand staircase.
Yeah.
But like that it's open like that,
yeah,
right in your
yeah.
kitchen slash
exactly.
family
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
And then you go up, you can see everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of weird. But yeah, but back to Dolores and Jackie. Like, Jackie, first of all, I think is on something.
Yeah, 100%.
She
you
doesn't
can just
look
see,
normal.
Yeah, her eyes. It's like
she's glazed over
she's glazed,
a little bit.
Yeah, her
well,
eyes
she
are glazed over. And
had a
add
relapse,
the dark makeup.
So.
I think she's going through a really dark time right now. I don't know. I feel like this is too much for her because she's already a delicate person. Because of her eating disorder, right? Mm-hmm. So she's already, you know, had issues with stuff like that before, right? And so I think the whole pressure of like the show and, you know, how you see yourself afterwards and whatnot, it's maybe just everything's getting to her because she's just looking really and she's talking really different, really strange.
She might be behaving. On some sort of medication. She's definitely on something. From that, you know, relapse she had for eating disorder.
But didn't they say too, mm-hmm. when they said that Therese, she said that, or that it was Therese that was blamed for the relapse?
She
admitted to that. She put it in her book.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. she also said it herself on a podcast.
Okay, so if that's the case, then she's got that like Munchausen by proxy or whatever, mm-hmm. because it's like, I don't know, but I'm just using that word. But the thing is if you've got this person that you feel has caused you damage, and then what does she do? She turns around and needs their approval and is on their side all the time. It's just like weird. Bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like messed up behavior.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and then she really turned on Melissa and Melissa's own house to being like, how could you say that you're trying to get involved at brunch? Because Melissa, Jackie had said, oh, like, no, I like Therese at the brunch or something. And Melissa goes, you know, she caused you a lot of pain last year. And I think that is something that did bother you. So I'm not going to let you say it's in the past or whatever she said.
Forget that.
She just said, oh, yeah. She said, I'm not going to let you forget that. And then Jackie totally flipped out at Melissa.
Don't use that. What did she say? Don't use that.
Don't use that against me or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Something like that.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in her house too.
Yeah.
Imagine you get invited. Like,
how do you do
house?
That? You go to somebody's and you know stir shit like that up, right?
Right.
Yeah. Look at her outfit. It's so horrible.
Danielle's outfit. Yeah.
Looks like she's wearing a doily on top.
I know the belt was so bad, I kind of forgot about the top. But yeah, mm-hmm. the top is terrible.
Yeah, but yeah, and then yeah, Joe with the lemon leaf or the.
Oh yeah, I loved that.
That's so funny. He looks like a big bobblehead.
Yeah,
and then the little lemon leaf.
Yeah, so that was cute. But yeah.
I have to say, Jennifer's outfit is not bad. I like the yellow color of the skirt with the white top. Looks quite cute.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dolores, geez, like she really looks like a grandma. First thing I thought is a grandma.
Mm-hmm. Angry grandma.
But trying to look like you're not.
Yeah, an angry, sexy grandma. That's what she's trying to look like.
Yeah,
yeah, nailed the look. Okay, weird.
Yeah. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. You got it. Mm-hmm. I see what you were going for. Mm-hmm.
But
later in the episode, when Rachel's kind of explaining to all the women, you know, how that meeting with Therese and Louis went.
Right.
I have to say, I really, you know, when she was talking, I agree with everything she was saying. She wasn't trying to put like a different spin on anything. You know, after people have a big blowout, the way they perceive it really changes. And when they're trying to tell the story, they kind of change it a little bit to try to sound better or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think she did a really good job of explaining it. At like to a T, right? Mm-hmm, Louis mm-hmm. sat there. He said nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Therese was there. She kept going on and on. Like, yeah, I think. Mm-hmm.
Going back to the bottle and Dolores bringing it. Sorry, can I jump back to that for a sec? Because we already went there. When we
That's okay.
Back.
Yeah, cool.
I have to say, you have to give points again to Melissa. Because as much as you knew how much she didn't want that gift brought there and was appreciative of Rachel not bringing it. At the end, when she brought it to Joe, and Joe was like, you know, Joe went off on it more. Melissa just said, there's the card. I'm going to put this with the rest of the bottles that we got. Now, so chances are she's going to chuck it straight in the garbage.
Yep.
Right? But at least she kept her composure.
Yep.
And took that bottle to not throw it in Teresa's face on camera like that. Because in the background, she might say, fuck her. Like, I don't want this fucking bottle from her. I don't want it in my house. Get it the fuck out of here. You know, and that's it. Quietly. She's not going to make it an open air kind of thing. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
That's no,
what
yeah, I think. No, yeah, she did handle it well. Okay,
she
whatever.
She handled it well. She
Here's
took
the
it
card
back
when you're in a better mood. Read it.
Yeah.
Or do whatever you want
and
with it.
And then she just
and
left
this
it with
will
him.
Go with the rest of the bottle. So it's the same bottle as all the other ones we
So
have.
He was the one who went on a bit of a, like, more of a thing towards Teresa.
Well, fair enough.
Right? Yeah. Fair enough, 100%. And he made the decision to throw the card. But Melissa didn't put a peep of opinion of what he should do. She said, here's the card.
Yeah, you can read it later, bottle, is what I think what she said.
And which is I'll good. Put it with you know, the like, the, she stayed Jennifer neutral. And her husband, yeah. like, she tries to control everything yeah. he's doing and stuff like that. Melissa doesn't do that. She's no. like, whatever, it's your family. Yeah. You get to choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good.
She understands and accepts whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
totally. Sorry, I had to go back to that.
No, all good.
What was the word that I wrote it down? I can't even read my handwriting. What Jackie called Dolores,
slob.
Slob. Yes.
I put slog. Slog.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn slog. Yeah. What a weird thing to say about Dolores. I don't really think that. And then it was really funny in Dolores's confessional. She's like, this woman looks like she's crying all the time. She looks like a complete mess all the time. She's calling me a slob? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
Towards the end, we kind of see the charity event pops up again. And then we get a little bit more clarity on Danielle's point. And I have to say, when Danielle started speaking
tonight,
usually I just am like
rolling your eyes, oh like, shut God. The fuck up. What the fuck
no,
are you
saying? No, I have to
saying?
Say she was speaking very tonight clearly.
Tonight she did. On that one
being
conversation.
Over the top or stupid or anything like that.
She didn't have the chest pump kind of.
She explained herself and the whole situation very clearly. So
she did.
I think now we
yeah.
have like full
have to give
clarity
her points
on
for
that
one.
Event.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything. And that VIP section was just for them to be without the fans, because they went there to yeah. get more people to go.
Yes.
And really it is, like, you need 5 minutes to just yeah. be by yourself. You don't fair. Want the glam and this fair. And all these groupies
yeah.
in there.
Fair.
And then being attacked, too, for keeping the money that Jennifer said to her. She said she made an insinuation that maybe she kept some of that money, uh-huh. and she clarified to Jennifer and said, no, we made $25,000. And you know what I mean? That all of that money went to charity.
That was what yeah. went to charity. Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. What really bugged me about that conversation was Jennifer said, you should have put Aiden plastic surgery yeah. on a billboard there or on some napkins or whatever. That really bugged me because the only way that's going to happen is if they sponsor the event.
Yeah, if you donate enough.
Any charity
then you
event.
Do that. Any big thing, sponsor.
Event.
There's silver, there's bronze, silver, gold, platinum, right?
Exactly.
You want a big fucking
Why,
billboard, donate
do
a
anything?
Nice big thing. We'll put your big fucking face on the wall there. Don't worry about it, right?
If you want your business to be promoted somewhere, especially at a charity event, you have to sponsor it. And that all goes mm-hmm. to charity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It, or towards the event or whatever, helping towards that. But that really bugged me when she said, oh, Aiden Plastic Surgery should have been, you know, endorsed there. Why?
Exactly
why should
why.
It?
Yeah, why?
Because, it, yeah, she, and then it goes back to, you know, her, remember she was talking in her bedroom to Bill about, when you're at the top, you need to treat people well. Really?
Didn't she
so
say,
she has that conversation earlier and then goes, why the hell is an Aiden plastic surgery being endorsed everywhere? Well, because you're not sponsoring the event, so sorry.
That yeah. was funny.
Right?
Standard.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all I have. What about you, Spice?
That's it for me.
Well, I guess we're just down.
Wait, just oh. one thing that I thought, okay, because I loved that, you know, like sometimes I loved that at the party, you know, Joe and Melissa were talking a little bit before. And yeah. it's not like, you know, like they were preparing everything and, you know, he's trying out the pasta that's made in the wheel, Parmesan wheel, right? And I just have to say about their whole spread, like food and
oh,
everything.
Didn't that look amazing?
I loved the hanging prosciutto by the
yeah.
clothespins. What
smart.
A cute idea.
Yeah. yeah.
That's a really cute idea. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted
totally.
To say that.
Totally, I agree.
Yeah, that's it for me.
That's it for me.
Well, we still have one more question.
Yes. Uh-oh.
The golden question.
Yay.
Okay, what do we think? We'll never know. We'll never truly know what was on that letter. But what do you think Teresa wrote in that letter to Joe and Melissa? And he burnt it. We'll never know what was on there. But what do we think that dummy would have written?
Me, personally, me personally, what I think is it's not, it wouldn't be anything like, you know how
sentimental,
nothing.
It would probably not at be, all. It would probably cold be, as fucking ice.
It would probably be happy housewarming. Teresa. Love Louis and Teresa.
Love you, Trey.
Yeah.
Trey.
Love that's you, it. Trey.
Probably Trey.
Yeah. That's it. Right? I don't think it's anything.
I don't think it's anything in there that he would have
you
to.
You know why? Because she would be expecting him to think, oh my God, my sister's throwing me an olive branch. I'm mm-hmm. going to open it up and mm-hmm. she's going to get him again.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Yeah. No, I can't. Like, I can't wait till she, the whole thing blows up in her fucking face because apparently, like, he's taken out loans and stuff, even for Gia to get a place or something.
Who?
I don't know.
Louis?
They've taken money out on the house or something.
Who?
I don't
Clarify
know.
Who?
Louis.
Oh, Louis has.
Like Louis and Teresa, like there's some kind of financial shit going on. I don't know what's real and what's not real on the, you know, like you don't know what fake news is,
I see
is,
so
right?
much stuff
I see
on
so
Instagram
much stuff.
Too.
So I saw something that said
oh my God.
About money and to do with Gia getting a place or something. Yeah.
Wouldn't
money being borrowed or something. Yeah. Against the house or something. I don't know. They must be having problems financially.
All I know is I remember once reading this, and this is when they first got together, and it was in the news that it was like a big deal, was he bought all the girls, all of Teresa's daughters, Cartier bracelets for mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yeah.
And she...
That's a lot of girls to buy.
Exactly, Cartier.
And a little too extravagant, really.
Absolutely.
What do these like high school girls buy for?
Sorry, are you saying Cartier?
Yeah.
Is that how you're saying Cartier?
Yeah.
Is it Cartier?
Is it?
Cartier. Is it Cartier?
It's Cartier.
Maybe there's a different pronunciation.
I think it's,
no,
Cartier.
It's Cartier.
Okay, well, you know what? This is from the bougie bitch who has no idea.
And this Cartier. Is from the new person who has recently learned a few extra words.
I think you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
Cartier.
But yeah, so the Cartier bracelet.
Sorry.
But, no, it's good. It's good. But you know what? The biggest thing was one of the daughters, I can't remember which one, had an issue with it. Like something mm-hmm. happened, and that's when it came out that they
that
were all
fake.
Oh,
as fake as him.
My
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
They're all
so,
fake.
Yeah, they were all fake.
Just like
and then,
him.
And then he said, he goes, oh, he made up some excuse like, well, you know, they knew it was fake and I just wanted to get them like a little something. But when he gave them the gift, it was with the understanding
that were real.
It was real.
Yeah, of course it was.
Why not just get a Pandora bracelet
yeah, exactly.
or something
yeah, exactly.
like that? Like,
yeah. But why try and look like
why
you're this
try to
above
be
and
so
beyond?
Above.
We are above you
It really
above
bothers me. Yeah, like these high yeah. school girls don't need
no,
a Cartier
it's ridiculous.
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Especially after their mom and dad went to jail.
Yeah,
for money laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
For laundry.
Money laundry.
Money laundry.
That's right, money laundry.
Money laundry.
Yeah. What an idiot. But anyways.
That's you know what, I can't, them I by the clothespins. Yeah. No prosciutto.
No prosciutto.
Just the money.
Yeah, I can't say anything because I said the thing wrong, but there
what
we go.
Thing?
The... Now, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, Cartier, yeah, because I was going to call it Cartier again.
Cartier.
I heard you. Yeah. I heard you. Sorry. And I know people get annoyed when I
no,
correct
no,
them.
No, correct me.
But I have a bad habit of correcting, you know, certain things that I feel are said a different way. And so I was like listening to your Cartier.
And
I'm
it's like,
what
like,
the fuck
really...
is she talking about? What the fuck is Cartier? Is she so trying to say Cartier? So I had to ask you.
I was. Yeah, but yeah.
Cartier.
So yeah, Cartier.
We'll find out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I
so
hope
next
that
week
in
looks
an,
really
another
good.
Episode they ask her, maybe at the reunion, if there is a reunion, they try to get it out of her of what she put in the letter. Because I'd be really interested mm-hmm. to if it would be just happy housewarming.
Yeah.
Or
I think
it'd be like a diss or something like that. Oh, you... thinking of you or thinking of your family or I don't know
you know
some sort of diss
they're filmed
too.
When they're in film mode they're surrounded there's no way in fucking hell that the people that are filming this don't know exactly what was on
yeah.
that card there's no way that's on film if it's something good that can go that can
be used
in future that's when we'll see it so for Oof. Now it's in the vaults having the people wonder, what could it be?
They got
only
me.
To be
they
nothing
got me.
But happy housewarming.
Yeah.
Love Trey.
Love Trey.
And the girls. And Louis, of course. Oh. Yeah.
Good question.
I don't do a good imitation of her.
No, that wasn't very good.
I appreciated it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, this is sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our reel on the reel.